When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, some of us will probably catch it on TV with chicken hanging from our mouths. You'll know it's revolution because there won't be no commercial. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
Preacher pimps are gonna split the scene with the communion wine stuck in their back pockets. Faggots won't be so funny then, and all the junkies will quit their nod and wake up when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, transit cops will be crushed by the trains after losing their guns, and blood will run through the streets of Harlem, drowning anything without substance. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes,
when the revolution comes,
I hope pearly white teeth fall out of the mouths that speak of revolution without reference. The course of revolution is 360 degrees. Understand the cycle that never ends. Understand the beginning to be the end, and nothing is in between but space and time that I make or you make to relate or not to relate to the world outside my mind, your mind. Speak not of revolution until you are willing to eat rats to survive. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution
comes, when the revolution comes, guns and rifles will be taking the place of poems and essays. Black cultural centers will be forts supplying the revolutionaries with food and arms when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, white death will fall off the walls of museums and churches, breaking the lie that enslaved our mothers. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, Jesus Christ is gonna be standing on the corner of Lenox Avenue and 125th Street, trying to catch the first gypsy cab out of Harlem. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, Jew merchants will give away matzo balls and gefilte fish to anyone they see with an afro. Frank Schiffman will give away the Apollo to the first person he sees wearing a blue dashiki. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
Afros gonna be trying to straighten their heads. And straightened heads gonna be trying to wear afros. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
But until then, you know and I know niggas will party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party. Some might even die before the revolution comes.
Ghetto butterflies. Soon one day you can play with your mind outside of time. Ghetto butterflies. Let up, there's a master plan, so take my hand, ghetto butterfly. You're the only one, you're the brightest sun, so let it be and we'll be free, ghetto butterfly. I know a special place that we once were. We can go again if you tell me where. Dream the thoughts that give you wings, ghetto butterflies. Crawling in the trees, you need to spread your wings and fly away. Life can get you down. There's some things that never change, but don't you frown. Happy hair's your only prayer, so keep it there. Don't let it scare you. It's your shelter from the rain. So keep your head up, you can let up. There's the master plan, so take my hand, get a butterfly. You're the only one, you're the brightest sun, so let it be and we'll be free. Get a butterfly. Even in the darkest cloud, the sun can shine and make you smile. You don't have to go, cause then you'll never know how to fly. Get a butterfly.
To bring us down. know how people come out to poetry slams and they light incense and everything. I had to make my own ambiance, you know, for me to feel comfortable. It really don't have nothing to do with the poem whatsoever. I just thought it looked good on TV, so. People always talk about, you know, Kanye, is he really like that? Is he really that arrogant? I just don't like his attitude. I don't like, you know, they say your attitude determines your latitude. Well, I'm high as a motherfucker, fly as a motherfucker. And still the motherfucker you love to hate, but can't. Because you love what I make. Now, ain't that about a bitch? And I'ma talk shit until I'm out of hits. They don't want to turn the speakers up. They claim I ain't deep enough. All that talking I feed off of. Keep it up. I'm relaxing. My feet is up. I'm leaving you haters like when Shaq left the Lakers just to heat it up. I state the stats to stunt. I don't need the front. Make black history a day. I don't need a month. The survey says by the streets according, Kanye just important as Michael Jordan was to the NBA when he was scoring. Ralph Lauren was boring before I wore him. Okay, so we get to the real poems now. I just want to stop real quick. This is about, you know, something I've been through in the past year that I'm sure a lot of y'all have been through, and y'all will get the gist of it at the poem, as the poem goes on. It's called Bittersweet. Bittersweet, you're gonna be the death of me. I don't want you, but I need you. I love you and hate you at the very same time. See, what I want so much should never hurt this bad. Never did this before. That's what the virgin says. We've been generally warned. That's what the surgeon says. God talk to me now. This is an emergency. And she claims she only with me for the currency. You cut me deep, bitch. Cut me like surgery. And I was too proud to admit that it was hurting me. I never do that to you, at least purposely. We breaking up again, we making up again. But we don't love no more, I guess we fucking then. Have you ever felt you ever want tequila? And you mix them emotions with tequila. And you mix that with a little bad advice. On one of them bad nights, you have a bad fight. And you talking about her family, her aunts and shit. And she say, motherfucker, your mama's a bitch, you know. Domestic drama and shit, all the attitude. I never hit a girl, but I shake the shit out of you. But I'ma be the bigger man, big pimping like Jigga Man. Oh, I guess I figure it's bittersweet. You're gonna be the death of me. I don't want you, but I need you. I love you and hate you at the very same time. See, what I want so much should never hurt this bad. Never did this before. That's what the virgin says. We've been generally warned. That's what the surgeon says. God talk to me now. This is an emergency. And my nigga said I shouldn't let it worry me. I need to focus on the girls we getting currently. But I've been thinking and it got me back to sinking in. This relationship, it even got me back to drinking. Now this Hennessy is gonna be the death of me. And I always thought that you having my child was our destiny. But I can't even vibe with you sexually. Cause every time that I try, you will question me. Saying you fucking them girls, disrespecting me. You don't see how your lies is affecting me. You don't see how life was supposed to be. And I never let a nigga get that close to me. And you ain't cracked up to what you were supposed to be. You always gone, you always be where them hoes to be. And it's the first time she ever spilled a soul to me. I fucked up and I know it, G. I guess it's bittersweet poetry.
somehow that only when it is dark enough can you see the stars. And I see God working in this period of the 20th century in a way that men in some strange way are responding. Something is happening in our world. The masses of people are rising up, and wherever they are assembled today, whether they are in Johannesburg, South Africa, Nairobi, Kenya, Accra, Ghana, New York City, Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi, or Memphis, Tennessee, the cry is always the same: we want to be free. And another reason that I'm happy to live in this period is that we have been forced to a point where we are going to have to grapple with the problems that men have been trying to grapple with through history, but the demands didn't force them to do it. Survival demands that we grapple with them. Men for years now have been talking about war and peace, but now no longer can they just talk about it. It is no longer the choice between violence and nonviolence in this world. It's nonviolence or non-existence. That is where we are today.
Come on. Hey, yeah, we're the same brothers from a long time ago. We was talking about television and doing it on the radio. What we did was to help our generation realize they got to get out there and get busy because it wasn't going to be televised. We got respect for young rappers and the way they freeway in. But if you're going to be teaching folks things, be sure you know what you're saying. Older folks in our neighborhood got plenty of know-how. Remember, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be out there now. And I ain't coming at you with no disrespect. All I'm saying is that you damn well got to be correct. Because if you're going to be speaking for a whole generation, and you know enough to try and handle their education, be sure you know the real deal about past situations and ain't just repeating what you heard on a local TV station. Sometimes they tell lies and put them in a truthful disguise. But the truth is, that's why we said it wouldn't be televised. They don't know what to say to our young folks, but they know that you do. And if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? The first sign is peace. Tell all them gun-toting young brothers that the man is glad to see us out there killing one another. We raised too much hell when they were shooting us down, so they started poisoning our mind and trying to jerk us all around. And then they tell us they got to come in and control our situation. They want half of us on dope and the other half in incarceration. If the ones they want dead ain't killed by what they instigated, they can put some dope on the brother's body and claim it was drug-related. Tell them drug-related means there don't need to be no investigation, or at least that's the way they're gonna play it on the local TV station. All you 9mm brothers, give them something to think about. Tell them you heard that this is the new word. They got to work that stuff out. Because somehow they feeling the wrong way with a gun in their hands. They feeling real independent, but they just pulling contracts with a man. 5 and 5 will tell you it's hopeless out there on the avenue, but if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? And if they look at you like you're insane and they start calling you scarecrow and say you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have finally co-opted your game, or worse yet, implying that you don't really know, that's the same thing they said about us a long time ago. Young rappers, one more suggestion before I get out of your way. But I appreciate the respect you give me and what you got to say. I'm saying protect your community and spread that respect around. Tell brothers and sisters they got to calm that bullshit down. Cause we're terrorizing our old folks and we brought fear into our homes. And they ain't got to hang out with the senior citizens. Just tell them, damn it, leave the old folks alone. And we know who ripping off the neighborhood. Tell them that BS has got to stop. Tell them you're sorry they can't handle it out there, but they got to take the crime off the block. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or start calling you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have suddenly co-opted your game, or worse yet, saying that you really don't know, that's the same thing they said about me a long time ago. And if they tell folks that you finally lost your nerve, that's the same thing they said about us when we said Johannesburg. But I think you young folks need to know that things don't go both ways. You can't talk respect on every other song or just every other day. What I'm speaking on now is the raps about the women folks. On one song, she's your African queen, and on the next one, she's a joke. And you ain't said no words that I haven't heard, but that ain't no compliment. It only insults 8 people out of 10 and questions your intelligence. 4-letter words or 4-syllable words won't make you a poet. It will only magnify how shallow you are and let everybody know it. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or they call you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that the white folks have finally co-opted your game, or you really don't know, they said that about me a long time ago. If they finally start telling people that you lost your nerve, that's what they said about Johannesburg. You ain't insane. You have got a brain. You haven't gone lame. You have got your game. Remember, keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. We're talking about peace.
Can you picture how a melody gets thought into existence? Rhythm section hits it and upholds it with persistence. Picture in the outline and you start to see the colors, filling in with intricate splashes by all the brothers. Michelle is on the joint, you mean Miss Indigay or cello? No wonder why the hump inside this joint is feeling ghetto. A medal or award should be given to these heroes for their efforts of revealing and bringing forth the feeling. I'm reeling, poetic, I say, a great proportion. I hope my little nuance is correct for this distortion. But I say why I say, and who is to say? Cause Roy makes the tune what it is today. Rhythmically, we in this lake of jeans. Know what I mean? It's only right that me and Mr. Wright, we hail from Queens. The overtone of funk is being driven by the students. The benevolence of Roy issue me this jurisprudence. To speak a rhyme, put it in a hipper term. I'm just a humble little germ, just a hipper version. Poetic, I mean truly indeed, how every seed gets sprinkles with the essence of life to form our breed. Think about it, sweetie, while we give this to the needy. The musical expression is important for progression. Never stop learning lessons, and neither should y'all. Before we all stand, must acknowledge a fall. Before we get the bounce, we got to reach for the ball. Before we ghetto show, we had to get to a crawl. Check it out now, and don't you dare. Bobby Timmons did a joint called That Dare. Check it out now, and do you do. Ronnie Foster did a joint called Mr. Groove. Check it out now, this how we go. Check it out with my man Roy Hargrove. To the
hey. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Apple Tree Cafe. Roy Hargrove on stage.